Hare Krishna. So Krishna is answering the fourth question of Arjuna. How does Astita Pragya, or a person whose intelligence is steady, which is fixed, walk? That is, how he controls his senses. And for that, Krishna has described various aspects. And few of the things that he described in previous shloka was that Indriyani Pramathini, that senses are very strong. And Indriyanam Charata, one of the roaming senses, can carry away the intelligence of the person from the right path. And that's very important. Like, he gave an example, like the wind sweeps away the boat. So now if someone can control such senses, then that person has to be glorified. And now Krishna is going to glorify such a great personality in the next shloka. Shloka number 68. तस्माद् यस्य महाबाहो निगृहीतानि सर्वशः इन्द्रियाणि इन्द्रियार्तेभ्यः तस्य प्रज्ञा प्रतिष्ठिता. सो नाउ कृष्णा स्टार्ट्स विद द वर्ड तस्माद् देयरफॉर. नाउ ही इज ग्लोरीफाइंग, सो ही इज सेइंग देयरफॉर. सो ही इज पॉइंटिंग टू ऑल द प्रीवियस श्लोकस एंड देन ही स्टार्टिंग देयरफॉर तस्माद् तस्माद् यस्य. That personality, O Mahabaho, O mighty armed one, O Arjuna, that personality, yasya, nigrihitani sarvashah, one who completely restrains what? Indriyani, senses, from indriyartebhyah, sense objects. So what about him? Tasya prajna pratishthita. Such a person surely has steady intelligence. So here, Krishna is glorifying Sthitapragya, that Sthitapragyas have got steady intelligence. Now here Krishna is using the word Mahabaho. So he's telling, O Mahabaho, O Arjuna, O mighty armed one, the way you conquer your enemies, similarly try to conquer your senses, like the way I'm describing. So he uses the word Mahabaho. See, when Krishna uses some words, all the words have got specific meaning. He's not just speaking out of nowhere. Everything that Krishna is speaking in Bhagavad Gita, every single word has got a lot of significance, including the different names of Arjuna. Now here, many wonderful points are there, you know, to learn, to imbibe and to understand. One can curb the forces of sense gratification only by means of Krishna consciousness or engaging all the senses in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So what is the way to curb the force of sense gratification? See, sense gratification is a very, very difficult thing to overcome. Because it's natural. Senses have to be gratified. That's very natural. As soon as they see the sense object, they will feel like gratifying themselves. So, here it is said that it's very difficult not to curb the senses from sense objects. But a person who is engaged in Krishna consciousness, for him it is easy. How? Do we remember that shloka where we discussed param drishtva? When someone gets higher taste in Krishna consciousness, he can easily give up the lower enjoyments of this world, that is, the enjoyment of sense objects or sense gratification. And here, Krishna is giving a nice analogy, or Prabhupada is giving a nice analogy in the purport, and he's saying the way the enemies curb or conquer the other set of enemies, or the way one conquers the enemies. Similarly, Astitapragya should conquer, or Astitapragya conquers the senses. Now, if the question is, can we conquer the senses by our own endeavor? And the answer is no. Even if we do n number of things, we cannot conquer the senses by our own endeavor. Why? Because it needs some superior powers. Like enemies are conquered by superior powers, similarly, the senses can be conquered or curbed from the tendency of sense gratification only by superior powers. And what is that superior power? Mercy of Lord Shri Krishna. And how can someone get mercy of Lord Shri Krishna? By engaging all the senses in service of Lord Shri Krishna. And when that happens, everything else will manifest. That is, one will be able to control his senses and he will become sthitapragya. This is what Krishna is saying here. And another point that is made here is, only by Krishna consciousness is one really established in intelligence. Because only by Krishna consciousness one can control the senses. And anyone who controls the senses will have steady intelligence or real intelligence. But then how to do this? Here it is given. One should practice this art under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, and such a person is called sadhaka. So what do we mean by sadhaka? Sadhaka means the one who is trying to execute various instructions given by the spiritual master. See, if we are thinking that we can become fully Krishna conscious just like that, or if we can control the senses just like that, you know, it's like we sleep in the night and then get up in the morning and we have become sthita pragya. No, it's not going to happen like that. It needs practice. And this practice cannot be whimsical. We cannot just do it the way our mind says. We have to do it under the guidance of the spiritual master. Spiritual master is the one who will twist the ear of the disciple and tell, you're going wrong, correct yourself here. So spiritual master plays a very, very important role. His instructions are the life and soul of the disciple. Because the instructions of the spiritual master will help the disciple to move ahead, advance in spiritual life. And such a person who is practicing under the guidance of the spiritual master is called sadhaka. Or the another definition we can give is, the one who practices, one who does sadhana, that person is called a sadhaka. Now all of us are sadhakas and we are under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada, no, the spiritual master of all of us. So he has given us some instructions to follow. And when we do that, every single day, that will be called a sadhana and we will be called as sadhakas. So what are the instructions that Prabhupada has given us? Chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra every single day. And Prabhupada has recommended minimum 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So gradually we have to come to the stage of chanting 16 rounds. Throughout the whole world, every day, in every ISKCON center, early morning in Brahma Murta, from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, devotees chant 16 rounds. And then also Prabhupada said, follow four regulative principles. That is no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. These are the instructions that Prabhupada has given us. And anyone who does this, such a person can be called a sadhaka because he is doing sadhana. And there is another set or other things that is given to us, that is Shravanam and Kirtanam. We have to read the Shastra, we have to read these books, you know, which are given to us. And we have to hear from a pure devotee. We all are extremely fortunate that we have got the voice of a pure devotee recorded. That is, the lectures of Srila Prabhupada recorded. It's available on internet. So we have to just plug in and hear every day, at least minimum 10 to 15 minutes. Hardly any time that we are giving. But even if we give that much of time, there will be a great, tremendous effect when it comes to our purification. So what is the sadhana for all of us? Chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, following four regulative principles, reading Srila Prabhupada books, distributing Srila Prabhupada books, and hearing a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada. And when we do this, one fine day, by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, we'll be able to control our senses. And more importantly, we'll elevate ourselves to a very, very high stage in Krishna consciousness on the transcendental platform, experiencing the topmost bliss that everyone in this world is hankering for. So this is what Krishna is speaking in this particular shloka, and he's expecting Arjuna to do this. That is, conquer your senses. As of now, you're under the control of your senses. Now Krishna is going to talk about the difference between sthita pragya and people in general. This is a very, very interesting comparison that Krishna is doing. That we'll see in the next shloka. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.